A hip-hop hero who was killed almost 20 years ago is now back on Broadway. Holler If You Hear Me is a new musical inspired by the songs of Tupac Shakur. It's not about him, but about a group of friends and their struggles using his music. Even though hip-hop has dominated many aspects of American culture, it's still not a regular feature on Broadway. And here to review the play and talk about hip-hop on The Great White Way are our theater critic friends Elizabeth Vincentelli of The New York Post and Adam Feldman of Time Out New York. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hello.
So, Elizabeth, you saw Holler If You Hear Me, and I understand Madonna was in the audience that night. How was it? Does Tupac's work make for a good musical?
I think it does, actually, because what they did that's pretty smart is that they wrote a story around it, a little bit like Mamma Mia used the ABBA songs and wrote a story about it. It's not about ABBA. Actually, what they did is that they picked a pretty traditional story, trying to get out of the game and fighting against the forces that keep you down. And it's a tearjerker.
And what exactly is the story?
There's a Tupac-like character who's played by Saul Williams. He gets out of jail and he goes back to his neighborhood, and some of his friends are trying to get him back into the game, and he doesn't want to.
The
criminal life. And he doesn't want to. He's trying to resist that. He's pulled back. Traditional rivalry with his best friend. So it's a kind of family-friendly approach to a material that is not necessarily family-friendly.
Okay. Four-letter word, family-friendly.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Adam, I know you haven't seen the show yet, but is a show featuring Tupac's work something that you think you'd find appealing?
It's not that big a stretch, it turns out, because a lot of these hip-hop artists, including Tupac Shakur, do have backgrounds or futures in theater and in acting. I mean, it's not a coincidence that Ice-T and Ice Cube and Queen Latifah and, you know, have gone on to acting careers, or Sean Combs, who starred in the last revival of A Raisin in the Sun on Broadway, directed by Kenny Leon. And Tupac actually went to high school for the performing arts in Baltimore. So he trained, you know, in ballet and jazz, in acting. But it's the same problem that the rock musical has. You want to maintain a sense of authenticity. And so it can be tricky to put that feeling on stage and not lose the qualities that make those songs distinctive in the first place.
Actually, when you listen to the songs, they actually are pretty sentimental. So it's not that much of a stretch.
You know, there hasn't been a lot of hip-hop on Broadway. Although, you know, hip-hop has become mainstream in American culture. It's present in movies, it's even museums. Why do you think Broadway has been resistant?
Well, it doesn't sound like what we typically associate with Broadway music, which is not to say that it hasn't been or things like it haven't been in Broadway scores in the past. In the Tony Awards this year, for example, they pointed up that The Music Man, the opening number from The Music Man, it sounds like a kind of proto-rap. Stephen Sondheim wrote a rap for The Witch in the opening sequence in Into the Woods. It now doesn't sound like what we think of as hip-hop, but it was intended at the time as a nod to the growing phenomenon of rap. There's rap in Rent.
I think hip-hop actually has been on Broadway, but it's come to Broadway mostly in dance, in the choreography. The choreography was much ahead in terms of incorporated hip-hop moves, and there's several shows that have done that.
You know, In the Heights,
I was going to mention
2007 off-Broadway, 2008 on-Broadway, and that's Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is working on another project right now that will open in the fall at the Public called Hamilton, which is a historical musical about Alexander Hamilton, but told in the form of
where he raps.
Hip-hop.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. And I talked to him last year. He said that for him, it was Hamilton's verbosity that kept on getting him in trouble throughout his life, and he felt like this was an easy extension of that. And in fact, there's something really great about the way that hip-hop works in musical theater, or can work, because it harkens back in a way to an older tradition of the Tin Pan Alley years, or of the Golden Age years, where you had people like Larry Hart or Cole Porter who were giving a lot of weight to the wit and ostentation of the lyrics.
It sounds to me like the Broadway producers are kind of dipping their toe into maybe trying to broaden the Broadway audience. I mean, the Broadway audience is typically mostly female and in large part also made up of tourists. Do you think they'll come out to hear Tupac's music?
I think it will depend on the show. But, you know, but Broadway is, as a general rule, fairly backward-looking. Mostly it's dealing in musical styles and in stories that take place in the past. And so the jukebox musical phenomenon, I think what we're seeing is it's just catching up with popular culture, but 20 years later.
I thought something, a musical based on Eminem would make it to Broadway before. 8 Mile could be a really interesting musical. There's a bunch of hip-hop themed also dance movies like Save the Last Dance, things like that, that I think could be really interesting stage musicals. And I wouldn't be surprised if those were like the next wave of movie adaptations to make it.
All right. Well, we'll see where hip-hop goes on Broadway. Thank you so much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Vincentelli is the theater critic for The New York Post, and Adam Feldman is theater critic at Time Out New York. This is WNYC.